It is time for the business news. Ko taku hoa I nai nei ko Nona Peltier, who is in the studio. Let's talk about housing. Everybody loves a housing story. Downturn in the property sector, gathering pace, but what's going to not be a full-blown collapse?
No one's expecting that. But there are some people are going to start to see some pain rather than a gain if they need to sell their property. And that's the key. If you don't need to sell your property, you've lost nothing when there's a housing downturn. However, if you do need to sell your property, you might have to adjust your expectations.
What's being shaved off right now?
Okay, so at the moment we've got a couple of reports. One of them is what they call the pain and gain survey. So instead of 99.3% making a profit, 99.1% made a profit. So that's hardly any difference.
0.2 people missed out on a profit.
Pretty much, okay, yeah. Yep. And the price difference between the profits that people made, the median resale price profit, it dropped a little bit, but we're talking about $20,000 only. And that's over the life of your property. So if you bought a property 10 years ago, the median profit you would have made is $435,000.
Pardon?
Yeah. In 2021, and now it's $406,000.
That's just the profit.
That's just the profit.
Right, okay. So in summary, only 0.2% missed out on making a profit, and the people who made it still made hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Right, okay, that's survey one.
Yep. That's survey one. The other one is one from the Quotable Value, and they're saying that at the top end of the market, so those are the top most expensive properties.
What do they consider top end?
These days, in the millions. It's got to be a lot. I don't know exactly. Goodness knows. Nothing that I can afford, I can say that. The most expensive falling, an average of 1.2%. That's just slightly. And the least expensive homes falling about 1.7%. But
right.
The ones in the middle are maintaining their values. That's a good sign for the market because it means that it's just the top and the bottom where we're seeing some drops. And that's because investors and because people
are... Not great for people on the bottom who maybe have bought their first house and now find themselves in a situation...
Definitely not. But if you're not selling, it doesn't matter. It's only when you sell.
It's a paper loss.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, shall we move on to tourism holdings? It's seeing a recovery in demand. So these are the guys that have got the, what do you call them?
The campervans,
RVs,
the recreational vehicles.
Yep.
Yeah, so look, they are still expecting to make a loss, not planning, but they have no choice, really. However, the loss is going to be a little bit less than they were expecting. So they're expecting to make between $2 and $4 million loss. That's because the market is picking up in North America where the summer is starting. And also they're starting to get some inquiries from Europe ahead of the New Zealand summer. One of the things that's a bit of a downer for them is that there's a great demand in North America. However, they're going to be about 200 units short in the June quarter. So that's June, July, August. June, July, August. And then when September rolls around, those units are expected to be delivered to the North American market. But that's after the peak. So overall, the market's still like that. And they raised their share price by about 2%. So pretty good for tourism holdings.
Okay, stick your running shoes on.
Okay, so the local top 50 index, it rose nearly 0.5% today. That's a good gain. 49 points to 11,316. The New Zealand dollar also had a stronger tone today, 64.5 US cents, 91.1 Australian and 51.4 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier there with business.